Interesting new expression for us. We've been on red lists. We're used to that. Switzerland now has us classified as, quote, an emergency break country. That's a new one for us. They've opened their borders, but they do impose some restrictions on South Africans and people who've been in Southern Africa in what is called an emergency break regulation. So we're either red listed or we're emergency braked. Either ways, it makes no sense in terms of science and is doing massive, massive damage to the Cape economy and the South African economy. We've been talking about vaccine mandates today. NEDLAC have called for them, the overarching business and trade union body. Zwelinzima Vavi, trade union leader, has said no way. He's not prepared to engage in them. What says SADTU? Very important union, the South African Democratic Teachers Union. Nomusa Tembe joins me now, who is the media officer there. Nomusa, a very good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to your listeners.
What is SADTU's take on vaccine mandates?
Vaccine mandates is quite an issue. SADTU will be having a National Executive Committee meeting from the 17th to the 19th of December, where we are going to sit and take a decision on the matter. However, we are encouraging as many of our members to take the vaccines. And to be honest, the majority of our members have heeded the call and have taken the vaccine.
Do you have statistics? Do you know how many of your members, how many teachers have taken vaccines?
I may not have the latest statistics, but do you remember when teachers and education workers took the vaccine end of June, beginning of July, there was a 100% uptake of the vaccine within 9 days of teachers and education workers taking the vaccine. The department after that added 285,000 more vaccines on top of the 333,000. So I may not have the figures, but I would say 90% of teachers did take the vaccine.
But at the moment, the union doesn't have a position against a mandate. You're saying you're going to consider it at a special meeting?
Yes, we are going to consider it at a special meeting. We cannot say, because even now, even during the first time, it is our members who said we conducted surveys, and our members did give us to say they want the vaccine, they want to be prioritized. You know, teachers said they wanted to be prioritized when health workers were being prioritized. So we are going to meet as the NEC. We will decide whether to do surveys or whether to continue with the mandate that were given by our members initially.
Generally speaking, teachers' union, your position towards COVID, are you happy for teachers in the new year to go back to school face-to-face as we were doing towards the end of this year?
Yes, we are happy for them to go to school, because after that vaccination period in July, end of June, beginning of July, we have seen a decline in the number of fatalities. You know, unlike in the first, first quarter of the year and last year, we have seen, and we feel that this decline is due to the fact that most of them did take the vaccine.
Nomusa, thanks very much indeed. Nomusa Tembe, who is the media officer at SADTU, the South African Democratic Teachers Union, a very important body there, considering mandates. Zwelinzima Vavi has rejected it out of hand, which I don't think is wise. I understand the reluctance around mandates for trade unions, but I certainly think they need to be considering it, and they need to be consulting their members on how they feel about it before reacting to the notion of a mandate.